better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sotero Research is currently looking for paid volunteers to participate in clinical research studies. If you qualify, you could help less expensive generic drugs get FDA approval while making money in your spare time. Participants can earn from $600 to $1,800. If you are 18 years or older, healthy, on no medication, and able to do short stays at our facility, call Sotero today at 636-946-2110. Earn cash while helping less expensive generic drugs get approved. So don't wait. Call Sotero Research today at 636-946-2110.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Start off today by saying I feel kind of bad about something. I want to get it off my chest.
Right.
May 14th, which is a week from Monday, our lead-in, our warm-up act, will be Martin Kilroy.
Coin.
Kilcoin.
Coinroy.
Kilcoin. Martin Kilcoin.
Coin.
You got Martin right. Martin.
Coin Corp.
Kilcoin.
Kilroy.
Cornfeld.
No, not Cornfeld.
Okay. So
Kilcoin.
I heard Martin. And I guess I just wasn't paying attention. And I wasn't real excited. And I'm feeling bad now. I was kind of bummed out. But the reason was I thought we were getting Martin Dugan.
Dugan?
The Donnybrook guy.
Oh,
and I thought, wow,
man,
he's probably
great.
A little bit old.
Oh.
And then I realized that's not who it is now. Nothing against Dugan. He's a good guy.
No, sure. I would have been super excited about that.
Really?
Welcome to
So you're saying just the opposite. Now that it's not Dugan and it's Kilcoin,
really
you're bummed.
Well, I mean, I'm going to give Martin the benefit of the doubt. But
now,
yeah,
is Martin Kornfeld related to our guy here named
Kilcoin?
Kilcoin.
Maybe just
no, really.
What kind of name is that? Kilcoin.
I don't know.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. He kills coins.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Boy,
yeah, that's a real, real good one. That's really funny.
Thanks.
That's so funny.
He came up with it so fast, too.
Wow.
I know. It's like
clever.
Right off the top of my head.
You
I don't know where
that,
it comes from.
You worked
from.
On it last night. I had to. It's too good. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Here we are, the second day of May already. And as I've told you before, Wednesday is our sort of loose day. We have more time to talk Wednesday with you, the listeners, than we do any other day. So as soon as you want to light these phones up, whatever else we have can wait. We would love to talk to you, and pretty much anything goes. There's very little that we wouldn't want to talk about, so it's kind of up to you. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS, and we already have a call, but I don't have a name. There it is, right there.
Wow.
Let's just jump right in here. And say hi. This is probably the earliest we've ever taken a call.
Yeah.
Jim, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. What's up, Jim?
Listen to that Tom Colburn last night. I think he's got a plan to keep this country from going over the cliff.
Yeah?
Who?
Tom Colburn, senator from Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. And you heard him here?
think it was there.
Yeah, it was here. Oh. Yeah, we talked about this.
Whose show were you listening to when you heard that?
Charlie Rose had him on last night. He's been on a couple of programs.
Yeah, that's us.
Charlie's on from 9 to midnight. Yeah,
that's us. You got the right station, all right.
How do you feel about this,
Tom? The debt bomb coming.
I'm sorry?
The debt bomb.
Yeah.
All the money that's being spent, wasted, stole.
Let me ask you while I have you on here. Who else on this station do you like to listen to?
I like Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
All right.
At Cleveland, I put up with that Cleveland, Bill Cleveland.
Bill Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Yeah.
You just put up with him, huh?
Now, I'm serious, do we run Charlie Rose? We don't run the Charlie Rose show here.
Maybe I heard on
The television?
Television, maybe. Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that can't be, because people that listen to us don't watch TV. They're glued to the radio all the time. They have no need for TV.
I don't like to listen to all that sports talk.
You must stay up late if you listen to Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know that George Norrie.
All night long.
I don't want to burst any bubbles here, but you know that George Norrie dyes his hair.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No way.
He's always like a
wild fox. Do you know where he's broadcast from here in St. Louis? He says he's in a cave.
Yes.
I wonder if he's over there in the old Cherokee cave.
No, I think he's trying to be funny when he says a cave. I'm not exactly sure where he broadcasts from when he's here, but he does come to St. Louis a lot, and maybe he does it from his condominium or something. I don't know.
I thought he came right here.
No, he doesn't come here.
No.
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. No. Once you work here and you leave, you never want to come back.
Heck
here.
No.
So I can't answer that for
you. Who is this I'm talking to?
Well, who did you call?
I called AM and the PM.
You got it.
Yeah. That's
right.
Hallelujah.
I'm Mark Christopher. Nice to talk to you.
That's Frank. You were talking to Frank.
Yeah. Frank Opinion?
Yeah.
The one and only.
Unbelievable.
You're kidding.
One of my favorites.
Well, thank you, Jim. You call anytime, okay?
Okay, buddy. All you right. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Don't let that debt bomb bother you too much, Jim.
You know,
I think it's all overrated.
We don't run Charlie Rose.
It's a full moon.
He knows you and he likes you.
But you know what? I got to say this for that guy. He was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
At least he doesn't listen to the old people station.
Yeah.
You got to give him that. You know, most people his age are aging. It's the opposite of that Benjamin Button thing. They're rapidly aging. They're accelerating in old age by listening to a station that makes you older. This guy.
He said he even puts up with Bill Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah. He's going to be around a while. I'm glad these phones are ringing. Thank you for that.
Phones will be
ringing. If you keep that going, we don't have to do anything. And I've made it very clear. I'm lazy. And if I had my way, I'd just come in here every day and you folks would just do the whole show. That's fine with me. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I don't have to tell you, but I will. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, yes, you do. You really do have to tell us. We can't hear enough of it. How can we help?
You know, you were talking about the old people station. John Carney might be coming down here to help.
Well, I hope he is. I hope he joins us.
He just might. Hey, I was thinking, does Martin Kilroy, does he sign that everything with Kilroy was here?
I think he does. I think that's sort of his.
I thought so. And one more thing. You guys are coming up on the anniversary.
That's right.
Soon, what's the chances of hearing a sausage joke on that day?
None. No chance.
Thanks a lot.
Noel, you're welcome. We ruin a good bit. If we tell it now, we ruin a good, long-standing bit of not telling it.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. That's just the kind of people we are.
Can I tell you, I've heard that one time.
Really? So you know. So you know the sausage joke.
Oh, I do know it, yeah.
All right. Well, you
I know
it. It's gross.
No, it's not.
What's that?
She says it's gross. It's not gross. It's funny.
Not either.
It's a funny
it's
joke.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. No, you know
it's
what I do?
It's all hilarious.
Every year on our trip, the people that go on our trip with us, they corner me, a group of them, and go, tell us the sausage joke. And I've said, if you go on the trip with us, I'll tell you the sausage joke.
So, you know where I heard it?
When?
One of the last times that you broadcasted live from a trip.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a couple years back.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
It's a good running gag now not to tell it. John, have a great rest of the day.
Hey, you too.
Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Off we go to Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, what's first up, hey, since this is Open Line Wins, I hope you don't mind me talking about, you know, I was listening to that McGruff Millhaven, I think his name
That's his name, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was talking about this reporter.
On Channel 5. Julie,
yeah,
Julie Tristan.
And I think it was that. And then she was saying how good looking David Freeze is. And
right.
And I said, now I'm a heterosexual man, you know. I said, I know how he looks. I said, let me take another look at this guy. You know, maybe he has dreamy eyes.
Oh, easy, Greg.
I don't know. So I went online and took a look at him. I was like, well, he's good looking, but, you know, he's no good. Right.
Greg, let me help you with something here. Hang on. I mean, just to explain something to you. Once a guy makes a lot of money, he gets three times as good looking as he was.
Yeah.
Women see him completely differently.
What
now
does
he was
Tina think?
He well he look he's a nice looking guy, but
yeah.
As soon as they knew he's worth a fortune now, he's even better looking.
Well, he's not even really making that much money yet.
Oh, but
I mean,
he will.
But he was on the team for a year or two, and there was never it happened this World Series. He was a huge part of winning the World Series this past year.
You never heard chicks going crazy for how he looked until he was the MVP. And now, along with that, is going to come a lot of money, big fat contract. Now he's better looking.
I think he's cute.
If I won the Powerball, Greg, I would go immediately from a very average-looking guy to one of the best-looking guys in town.
I mean, I looked at about 10 pictures. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, well, you know, he has a head full of hair, and he's strong, obviously.
Go win the Powerball. Go look in the mirror, and then go win Powerball, and then look at yourself again. You'll even think you're better looking.
And you're a guy, Greg.
Yeah.
You're looking.
I wanted to know what you guys thought about it, that's all.
Well, I think he was very tough on her, and I defended her yesterday, and because I saw the piece, and look, it's a fluff piece. It's not 60 Minutes. I thought she was pretty much expressing the thoughts and feelings of every giddy girl out there. That's the way they act.
I've heard this since, you know, the World Series. I was like, whoa, is this coming? Maybe, I mean, you know, George Clooney or Brad Pitt, Denzel. But I guess he is good looking, Tina, I guess. So, okay.
Well, I did get a call last night, and somebody said they went to KSDK's website, and there was a piece on the website about that, and they had her on there telling someone else, now we're going to act goo-goo over you and crazy over you and all this other stuff.
Well, she said it during the interview. She said it during the interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And McGruff was going crazy, boy, I tell you that.
well, maybe he loves David Freeze.
Greg, let's go get a whole bunch of money. We'll be good looking, okay?
Hey, I'm out. Take care.
All right, thank you, Greg. Greg seemed to be confused as to why he didn't find him that attractive.
Well,
Greg, hello, you're heterosexual.
Okay. He said he had to keep double checking.
Maybe he's questioning his sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Ben should be here. Hello, Ben.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sounds like Greg's got a little man crush on David.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, you know, I don't know.
Hey, speaking of personalities there, I didn't catch Charles Jaco this afternoon.
He's off. He's on vacation.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Okay, good. I just didn't want him to be gone from the
station. No, they never let him go.
No.
He's on vacation.
Okay, yeah.
Got a
great,
big, fat vacation package.
That sausage joke, is this your joke, or is this a joke I can find online?
Oh, there's no joke that's my joke. I steal every joke that I've ever told. I didn't write them. If you go and you Google sausage joke,
I
guarantee you'll find it, because I've done it. Just just two drunks,
sausage.
Two
joke.
Drunks sausage joke. You'll find it.
Hey, Deanna, don't you got a little clip of Frank talking about sausages or something?
No, he doesn't have that anymore. We lost that, I believe.
Oh,
yeah. Too bad. I know.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the day. It's beautiful out.
Thank you, Ben. You too.
All right. Talk to you later.
It's always better to add a sausage in the rear.
I found it.
I thought it was gone. I had to ask if that'd get lost.
Always better to add a sausage
heard it.
In the
yeah,
rear.
We heard it. We heard it. Thank you. Randy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Let me check. How we doing?
Great.
Great.
Doing great.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
I missed that. Could you play that again?
Why did you even say that?
Be quiet. What?
Why did you say it's always better to have the sausage in the rear?
I didn't say that. We edited that together.
No.
What do you?
Or did he?
That's why I couldn't figure out what context that would be.
This doesn't sound edited.
Always better to have the sausage in the rear.
Okay, well, now I
obviously edited together.
I can tell now that you said it.
Sorry, Randy. What's up?
No, you don't have to apologize. The question is, who hasn't said that?
Well, no kidding.
David Freese.
Hey, your new buddy, Martin Kill Bill, you're going to love him.
Kill Bill?
He's the best.
Hey, did I hear right, too? He's on television?
Yeah, what? That's what he said.
He's very famous.
He said, I'm on TV. You know I'm on TV.
Well, we've never had anybody on television on radio at the same time we're here.
Let's see, only Jayco, Andy Banker. Oh, yeah,
is he on Channel 9?
No, you know, the thing is, I don't know anything about him. I've never heard him on the radio. I don't watch that sportscast. I wish him the best. I hope he's great here.
He will be.
I hope so.
He will be.
I think he
will. People get better looking with money, Frank. That must make you Fabio, I think.
No.
Is that about right?
Pardon me. No, I'm talking about real money. I'm talking about
Fabio
real
money bags.
I'm talking about real money. Athlete, movie star money. That kind
not
of
that thing. Working man's money?
No. That doesn't work.
Frank, I got a joke for you. I wrote it myself.
Oh, then I'm not going to get the shotgun because it's not a real joke, but go ahead.
Oh, you got the dump out button ready?
Oh, don't do that.
No.
To us.
Well, yeah. You
clean it up. You can clean it up.
Okay. I'll clean it up.
I'll center it
myself.
We're ready.
What do an aging Viagra user with a bad heart and a necrophiliac have in common?
Oh my goodness. Something about stiffs?
Yeah.
They both F to death.
Aging Viagra user.
What was the question again?
What do an aging Viagra user with a bad heart and a necrophiliac have in common?
What's the punchline?
They both F to death.
F.
But
how does a necrophiliac guy do that? He doesn't die.
He has sex with him.
Somebody's already dead.
Yeah, he's not.
The phrasing's a little off.
You're not a real comedian, see? the necrophiliac, and for those who don't know.
I usually play to a much
larger crowd.
Or a drunk crowd.
Yeah, you usually play to a big coliseum.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
The light goes on sooner with my audience, usually.
That was a good, you know what? That was a good first draft.
Tweak it a little bit.
Tweak it and call us back.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you, Randy.
Have a good day. Yeah.
People think just anybody can do that.
No.
Let me tell you. This is kind of like it's the equivalent of being a brain surgeon or something. You just can't go in and do it. Yeah, you got to have a lot of training. Jim, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The fun we could have had with that last one if we were just on XM, right, Frank?
Yeah.
I had a question. Since I've been listening to you on 550, you've been talking about being fat and overweight and
I am fat and I am out of shape.
Well, there's a problem with that though. Mr. Cleveland even posted the YouTube video on the website to prove you wrong. I remember you and the Reverend Mike Anderson doing a commercial for Kix 104.
That's when I was in really good shape. Yeah.
Yeah, back in about 1988, and you both looked pretty buff.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
Let himself go a little bit.
That hasn't been too long ago. You must have really let yourself let...
His muscles sink.
That was 25 years ago plus. That's plenty of time to let yourself go, and that's what I did.
Well, okay, you got me on that one. I'm not near the man I was 25 years ago either, but I had to ask.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
That's all I had. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Jim. And Eddie.
Hey.
Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hallelujah. Martin killed Joy Roy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he taking Smash's place?
Yes. Yes. Smash will be leaving us in about a week and a half.
Where's this guy coming from?
Well, he says he's on television.
Well, I've never heard of him.
Well, well, all that matters is when he gets here that he's any good. Whether you heard of him or not is really irrelevant. Let's just hope he does a good job. I'm thinking he will.
Well, you guys do a good show. I listen every day. I'm a faithful listener.
Well, Eddie, I want to know something. You sound like a really relaxed guy. Are you a dope smoker?
No, not me.
You're a beer drinker, a lot of beer?
I used to be.
How do you stay?
I give it all up, my heart.
You just sound relaxed. How do you do that? I want to learn how to do that.
Well, I do a lot of painting. I've been painting all day outside.
That's the secret.
Ooh, in the heat.
I need to get some paint.
Yeah, I'm up on the cardboard painting the wife's benches.
painting the wife's benches?
Yeah, she's got several benches, and I'm painting them.
Why doesn't she paint them?
She's at work. And she makes a living.
Why are they up?
Oh. You missed his most important statement. She's at work. She makes the living. Okay, then you know what? You win. I have no problem with you painting those benches if she's out making the living.
No, I help her, but, you know, I'm on disability.
Yeah.
You know, but she's the major breadwinner in the family.
What does she do?
She works at a car factory. She makes car parts.
All right. And what did you do before you went on disability?
I was a truck driver.
All right. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do.
Over the road?
Gone for 10 years, and I still miss it.
Over the road, big trucks?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. You guys, I've talked about this before. I don't know how anybody does that. It's just amazing to me. And everybody that I've ever known who did it loved it.
It's a different kind of a life. You live in the truck, then when you come home, it's a different life. You know, then you go back out. You should build
a house that looks like a truck.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I don't know, but there's a different breed of truck driver out there now. It's not like it used to be.
And what do you mean by that? They're better or worse truck drivers?
They're worse.
Why? Because they train them too fast, turn them loose too quickly.
Yes.
See, that's the impression
the way
I get.
I was trained.
No. I hear these commercials, and they go, hey, you know, you'll be out on the road in 2 weeks, and I'm thinking, wait a second.
No.
Are you kidding me?
That's the different breed coming out there. No respect.
Used to be like a great brotherhood, a fraternity.
Yes.
Of truck
See,
driving.
I used to be a Teamster. Well, I'm still am a Teamster, but it's just a different breed. Back when I started, you always wore cowboy boots, blue jeans, and button-down shirts.
There you go.
Now you see them Bermuda shorts, T-shirts, or no shirt, and flip-flops.
Yeah, look like Larry the Cable Guy driving
the
truck.
There you go.
Well, here's to the good old days. Eddie, thank you for calling. And
thank you. I enjoy y'all's show, really. I do.
Well, you call anytime.
Thank you.
All right, Eddie.
All
right, there's Eddie painting benches for his wife who's out making a living for the two of them.
No wonder he's there alive.
That's a perfect life right there. Wow, we have a lot of calls here. I'm going to take one more because I don't want to break. I don't want to break the streak here. Then we'll come back and get the rest. Let's talk to Ken. Hello, Ken.
How you doing, Frank?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Kind of warm today, but hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, you bet.
You got that shotgun ready? Got a joke for you.
It's right here. Go.
Do you know why Demi Moore...
This is not a joke, by the way. It's like a riddle.
It's a riddle.
And I don't claim to know all riddles, but go ahead.
Do you know why she dumped Ashton Kutcher?
Why Demi Moore dumped... No.
Because she kind of spreading rumor.
Oh, see. Oh, man. How old is rumor?
I think she's
over
18.
Is she 18?
Yeah, she's
if
over.
Not, if not, we're going to have to call the police and have you listed as a registered sex offender. But I think she's 18, so you're okay.
Totally against it.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good, but it is a riddle, not a joke. So I feel I'm still 100% track record still going here. Ken, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
I don't get it.
Everybody's in a good mood today.
What does that mean?
Well, see,
he was spreading rumors. Listen to me.
This is where we, as high-level professional comedians, know spreading rumors. It doesn't make sense. Her name is Rumor.
Mm-hmm.
So spreading rumor still doesn't. He's not spreading her. He's spreading
how do you spread
her
a
legs.
Person?
See,
I don't.
But this is why
it.
The joke falls short. But he's a listener, so we
I'm
love
baffled.
Him. Yeah. Well, you should be.
I have to explain it to
we
you.
We have to take a we have to take a break, and we'll come back, take some more calls. We will go back to the phones as long as you call. We'll answer today. It's Wednesday. That's our take a lot of calls today. Now, let me bring you up to date on this Window World thing. May 19th is a trivia night. Saturday night, I'm out of town. I'm not here, but we have a table. The show has bought a table. It's already paid for. 8 people, and 1, 2, let me make sure I got that right. 2, 3, 6, yes. 6 of those people at the table will be Peon and his wife, Tina and her date, Dan and his wife, and you and whoever you want to bring. Now, our current bid is $1,100 from Steve. I talked to Steve this morning. I called him and thanked him. We have $1,100 from Steve. We need more than that. All this money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Here's what I'm thinking. You can do two things. You could call and up the bid. Really like to do it at least by $100 to $1,200. I do not want another radio show or station making us, well, putting us in second place. We came up with this idea last year. Now we got some copycats. They're going to try to do it. Fine. Bring it on. It's all St. Jude money. I just still want us to be in the lead. So $1,100 is wonderful. I'd like to get more. You can do two things. You can raise the bid, and you'll get to spend the evening at our table, trivia night, Maryland Heights Community Center, all the beer and soda and whatever. You bring your own food, so everybody brings food. Everybody at the table's eating what they like. 10 rounds, 10 questions per round, fun night. The other thing you can do, I thought about this, if you want to just donate to St. Jude Children's Hospital, you'd make your check out to Window World Cares. That's their charitable arm, and the money goes to a St. Jude. We'd be willing, for everybody who writes a check for $100, we'll put them in like a drawing bin, and we'll draw. And of those people, whoever, whatever name we draw, you get to come in and sit with us for an hour one day. We'll make it a day that's convenient for you, that works out for you. You come in and hang with us for an hour. I know that's not worth $100, but it's St. Jude Children's Hospital. They save kids' lives, and they don't turn any kids away. Nobody. Nobody gets turned away. It's a fantastic place down in Memphis, Tennessee. So if you got $100, say you don't have $1,200, $13, $14. Got $100? Let us have it. We want it. We'll take it. It'll go to St. Jude. Put your name in. We'll have a drawing. Somebody will come in, hang with us for an hour. I'm trying to figure out every way I can to get as much money as I can for this trivia night for St. Jude. So think it over. If you want to do it, here are our numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Think about this. What if only three people do this? You're drawing. You got a 1 in 3 chance of winning, a chance to come
it's
in
like
here.
It's like 50%.
Yeah, 1 in 3, I think, is 50%.
Yeah.
And we're all high school graduates. And that's it. Those are the phone numbers. My email address, if you want... You want to go think about it, and then tonight or in the morning, email me. It's frankopinion@yahoo.com. Thank you very much in advance. We appreciate you giving that some thought. And I think this is a wonderful thing Window World does. As long as you're talking about Window World, real quickly, you already know the story. There is some confusion only on the parts of not too bright people who think that if they see an ad for a window for $189, that automatically means it's Window World. No, it doesn't. It means it's another company wanting you to think they're Window World. If you want the original $189 window, the window that more of these windows sold in the country than any other replacement window, good housekeeping seal of approval, lifetime warranty, go to this website, windowworld.com.
With a look at the roads, let's go to Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks a lot, Gina. Well, they're working with a disabled vehicle on eastbound 70 at O'Fallon Park, right at that exit. Now we've got one blocking the center lane, eastbound 70 at Air Flight. They've cleared that earlier stall that was on northbound 270 at Highway 70. Now, things are just starting to build volume right now. Westbound 40 looks pretty good. A little heavier around 270 and Mason. Same with southbound 270. You've got a pretty good run from Page down through Manchester. And then it gets a little slower as you make your way towards Doherty Ferry. But other than that, there are no incidents to report. This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. A Garmin Nuvi makes every drive easier. It not only shows you the way, it shows you the speed limit and registers your driving speed. Drive with a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. And this Saturday morning at 11 on my show, Smart Living, it's a sangria soiree. TV's bachelorette and design expert Jillian Harris joins me with tips to throw a fun and festive Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Plus, Red Rover, remember that one? We're going to get back to basics with our kids, how you can learn 40 classic lawn games, and how to brand your biz through social media.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Nestled along the water in Wayne Fitzgerald State Park in beautiful southern Illinois, the Rend Lake Resort and Conference Center serves as the perfect destination for outdoor and recreational enthusiasts, families, or couples seeking a romantic and peaceful getaway. You'll enjoy hiking, boating, golfing, hunting, fishing, and biking on their nationally recognized bike trail. In addition to the beauty and peace that this unique setting provides, you'll enjoy memorable culinary experiences and world-class hospitality. An easy 90-minute drive from downtown St. Louis, the resort is also the perfect setting for your next business meeting, conference, or special event. For more information, visit online at rendlakeresort.com or call 1-800-633-3341. That's 1-800-633-3341. The Rend Lake Resort and Conference Center. Life the way it should be.
When was the last time you searched for yourself online? I did, and in less than 5 minutes, I couldn't believe the amount of private information that could be found and bought by anyone. Information like my children's name, my political and religious views, my relatives and birth date, and even photos of my house. I felt so violated, and I wanted to do something to protect myself. So I got a free online identity diagnosis at 123DeleteMe.com. 123DeleteMe.com removed more of my information from more sites more thoroughly than anyone else. Plus, they send me a report every few months so I can see exactly where my information is and what's been deleted. I feel good knowing my information isn't out there for identity thieves or anyone else looking to get their hands on it. Your personal information is yours, so protect it. Take the first step now by learning how to delete your information today. For your free online identity diagnosis, go to 123DeleteMe.com. That's 123DeleteMe.com.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beard drinkers, baseball fans,
chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs,
fishermen, sports fanatics,
coffee lovers, spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098.
1-800-200-6098.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Phones are hot today. Thank you. Cuts our workload. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. In order of time spent holding, let's start with Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe? Oh, Joe. Joe, going once, twice, Joe is gone. Hello, Don.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I hope my voice was all right. I had throat surgery.
I think your voice sounds great.
Okay,
What kind of throat surgery do you have?
Oh, well, actually, I had throat cancer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's been about 3 years ago now.
So this is your permanent voice?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something. There's an upside to this. Chicks like it when you call with a voice like that and talk dirty to them.
Oh, well, you know, it's weird. I think I'm going to start getting like pity sex. You know, they get this.
Hey, pity sex is sex.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, no kidding.
They get this look on their face like, oh, you're so brave.
Do this for me. Say, this is CNN.
This is CNN.
Wow. That's as good as James Earl Jones.
Well, you know, the one thing the doctor told me, I probably won't be able to yodel.
Oh, crap.
Darn.
No.
Well, you know, listen, at least you don't have one of those electronic thing up
you
to
know,
your throat.
I have a small opening that when I talk, I have to cover it.
Yeah.
So, you know, all in all, I was pretty lucky.
Well,
you know?
And I can understand every word you say. You sound fine.
Oh, well, that's great.
So how can we help you, Don?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, the other day you were talking about a lot of your advertisers don't like to admit when business is up because of you. I had one of your current advertisers tell me one time that nothing they'd ever done got them the kind of results that they got from being on your show.
Wow, and I bet they're not on now.
No, they're on now.
Oh, they are?
It's one of your current advertisers.
Oh, good.
Of course, I mean, the guy was drunk at the time.
That's all right. Sometimes when you're drunk, you tell the truth.
Yeah.
True.
You know, I had another thought. You know, you're talking about this trivia night. One way you could increase the money is have a contest to win a date with Tina.
Oh, now that would be up to Tina, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the guy'd have to prove he could eat with a fork and all that.
Yeah, you don't want some animal.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she does want an animal.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but that would strictly be up to her.
Well, I'm looking for dates, too. What can I throw my name in the mix?
In fact, you know what? We could all use a good date.
Yeah.
A hot date. Yeah. Maybe we got four dates available here.
Yeah, you know something else? I saw Cleveland's picture on the website.
That's sad.
He's that big, I didn't think.
He's what?
I didn't think his nose was all that big.
Well, he photoshopped it. That's a doctored photo.
And the shadows.
No,
and
he had
stuff,
three inches taken off his nose for that picture.
Narrow angle lens.
His ears were huge. But, you know.
Well, and here's the sad news. They've even been reduced for the picture.
They're
bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, I love my ear. You know, that old joke here. I can't believe my ears. I can't believe your ears either.
And if you notice, if you've ever seen a picture of me, I insist that they Photoshop me and make me look heavy.
Well, you know something? You're one of those kind of guys that looks good bald.
Well, I have no choice, so I hope so.
I mean, if I shave my head, I'd look like roll-on deodorant.
You know, were you funnier before the throat surgery? I mean, did it make you funny?
Well, I think it did a little bit. You know
what? I'm serious here. What a great idea, though, for a stand-up comic. Come out on stage, hold your finger over the hole in your throat, and tell jokes.
There you go.
Yeah. It'd be hilarious.
Well, you know, I have come up with a few. Like, see, I have the hole in my throat, so... Like if I'm chewing bubble gum, I have to take it out and put it on my neck to blow a bubble. You know, so I sort of look like one of those frogs that you see,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. So,
you know, there's some, but as it turns out, you know, at first for several months I couldn't talk at all.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out women want a guy that listens.
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, who knew? You know,
that's probably a woman's dream.
You're the perfect man when you couldn't talk.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, are you cancer free, I hope?
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
And good for you.
There's no, I mean, I didn't have to go through chemotherapy, thank God. I went through I was in a hospital for a month, and then I went through 6 weeks of radiation.
All right, so the big question on my mind, and maybe everybody else's, were you a smoker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah.
Okay.
Which is, seems to be the first thing that people ask me, you know, did you smoke? But which I don't want to be one of those people that lectures everybody else about, oh, don't smoke. Don't
you won't
smoke.
Do any good anyway.
No. You know, and this idea of trying to scare people, that sticks with them for a little while, but if people are going to smoke, if they, you know, they'll quit when they're ready.
You know, this. If you decide to get into the world of crime, this is a great gangster voice. Have you talked to any mob people about working for them, making collection calls?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've tried it, but...
If you called me and said, I need $5,000 or else, yeah. I'd call for that.
This is down the hole.
Yeah. Oh, you know, by the way, I wanted to compliment Ian. Ian, this was some time back. He said one day that... he'd been hanging around with Catherine Chambaretz, and I thought, this guy's got class. She was adorable.
Did you say that, Peon?
I could have. She worked here for a while, I think.
Oh, I hated to see her. The only reason I watched Channel 11 was to see her.
Well, what we found in our experience is that the really good-looking women don't last long here after they see us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
run.
Well, you know,
they're
one day,
afraid of their temptation.
When Channel
yes.
11 was still over there on Euclid, I happened to be over there. And I saw her coming, and I opened the door for her.
Yeah.
And she was, oh, thank you. I mean, she was so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't come across as cute and stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was adorable.
Well, I can't tell you the number of times I've heard in this building from really good-looking women, either I'm married or I have a boyfriend, mm-hmm. and I just don't trust myself yeah. now that I've been around
you. I have to quit.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens
yeah,
all the time.
Oh, I'm sure that is a problem.
Well, it is.
Well, I hope that most of the women just call you sweet baby.
Yeah. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Fine with me. Don, I'm glad you don't have cancer, and you call any time. We can use this voice from time to time.
All righty.
All right, Don.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
How about that guy?
Yeah, I like him.
Got a whole new crop of people calling today.
Good
as much
calls,
as I hate
then,
to
yeah.
do this, I have to take a break. I'd love to just keep... and we'll take more. We come back, we're going to have... Dr. Doug's not on until what?
4:30?
Yeah, shoot. After the news, we'll take more calls. Let me talk to you a little bit about the Good Feet stores and about your pain, even if it's not in your feet, which I find very, very interesting that, you know, you can have pain that's about as far away from... What's the farthest part of your body from your feet? Your head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that's how far this pain can travel. And I think pain, the pain... molecules or whatever their cells get together and go, hey, let's throw this person off. Let's shoot up to the head and produce, do what we do so well, produce pain. And they'll never figure out where it's coming from, the feet, because we'll be in the head. Well, we did figure it out. The Good Feet people figured it out. They figured out a while back that a lot of times neck pain, headaches, back pain, hip, knees can be coming from your feet. And the way that happens, and I'm not a doctor, not even close, most of us don't walk or stand right. We don't have perfect arches, and even if the arch is just what it should be, I walk with my feet out like a duck. I point my toes, which is why I was never able to be a runner or much of an athlete. Well, that and the fact that I'm weak and lazy and didn't want to, you know, work out or anything. But I don't walk straight. Now, there are people that lean their feet outward. The heels of their shoes wear on the outsides. People are pigeon-toed, so they shift their weight the wrong way. Good Feet will be able to do an analysis just by you taking your shoe off. You don't even have to take your sock off. You go in, don't wear socks with holes in them. That's kind of embarrassing. You take your shoe off, you stand on this carbon thing that makes an imprint, and they can tell from that what they need to do to help shift that weight to alleviate that pain. You're going to know it while you're there in the store. In 30, 40 minutes, you're going to either feel the relief or you're not. And if you don't, sorry, you've got a bigger problem. But it's amazing how many people find the relief they're looking for in a simple insert that Good Feet has maybe waiting for you. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com is one place to go if you want to just go right in the store. You do not need an appointment. You can go on Olive Boulevard just west of 270 across from Friday's, in South County on Union across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerburg. One stop pain relief for many, many people. The Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weil and Tim.
Thanks, Tina. They're working with another disabled vehicle. It's on northbound 270 just before Highway 370. Also, it looks they've still got it. It's blocking the center lane on eastbound 70 at Air Flight. We do have some slower traffic now, southbound 270, Manchester through Doherty Ferry, westbound 70 getting a little bit heavy at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and then 79 through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Sorento crossover with a direct injection engine delivering up to an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway. The 2012 Kia Sorento crossover has more features, more miles per gallon, and more fun. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for your perfect match? The Inside Out Show can help you find your match this Saturday during Free Paint Saturday at Rick's Ace Hardware on Clayton Road in Town and Country to get a free quart of your perfect color from the new Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Join myself and Ellen Barretos this weekend as we go live
during Free Paint Saturday at Rick's Ace Hardware on Clayton Road in Town and Country.
That's the Inside Out Show this weekend, noon to 3.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Christian Hospital has always embraced new procedures and innovative technologies. After all, we were the first St. Louis Community Hospital to perform open-heart surgery. We recently made healthcare history again when our skilled BJC surgeons performed the first ever full lung lobectomy in St. Louis using our minimally invasive Da Vinci robotic surgical system. See the full story at christiancares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
From ABC News.